The Life of a Trapper, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. I ran into Patrick Carney of the Idaho Trappers Association at a sportsman show. Trappers are often questioned in the court of public opinion, and he said his group promotes ethical trapping.
Complying with all the laws and to support trapping and to make sure that there's seasons on animals, that there is enough population to trap.
What is the most sought after animal in terms of trapping?
Bobcats.
Why do you think that?
The price of them. In Canada just had a sale, and the top lot bobcats went for a little over $3,000. Nevada just had a sale, and I think their top lots were a little over $1,600.
That's for a full skin?
Yeah.
What about wolves? Do you do any trapping there?
Idaho Department of Fish and Game, in their wisdom of managing the wildlife in our state, has determined that it's not correct at this time to trap in the lower half of Idaho, which we're trying to persuade them that it's time for us to start trapping the wolves in the rest of the state. But right now, here in the lower part of the state, we can't trap them yet.
What about varmints, coyotes, things like that?
Yeah, we trap lots of coyotes, lots of beaver, muskrats, raccoons, mink, pine marten, bobcats.
David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.